WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 53 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, formerly BCR Realtors. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Two people pushing a disabled pickup Saturday night in East Bryan were struck by another truck. Bryan police report a 15-year-old young man was last listed in critical condition, and a 19-year-old man, along with the driver of the truck that was struck, sustained non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the pickup that struck the disabled vehicle, 26-year-old Lorenzo Arellano of Bryan, was arrested on two counts of intoxication assault. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents has approved grant money to help qualifying students facing unexpected financial hardships. The system's academics vice chancellor, Jim Hallmark, says this will focus on first-time resident undergraduate students who are seeking a degree.
The chancellor has charged us with finding a way that we can help students who have some hardships, some of these financial challenges that come along with life, whether it's a hurricane that wipes out where they're at, or a wildfire in West Texas, or the car breaks down, or any number of things present challenges to our students.
Students will come from families with adjusted gross incomes between $60,000 and $100,000 a year.
And we have targeted that range because that is a sweet spot we've learned from looking at the data and from talking to our campuses, where the free money, if you will, from the federal government and the state government peters out, and yet it is still below where their family probably has the resources to help them if they run into some kind of significant or even minor financial challenge.
The grants will pay for tuition, books, lodging, and meals. The College Station School Board's decisions on new high school boundaries and grandfathering also impacts property tax rates and the dates of future bond elections.
We believe, based on our projections now, that we'd be considering a bond for phase two of College Station High School somewhere around November, fall of 2021. The 21 school year, and then that hopefully will push off the need for a third high school to hopefully 2024 or 2025.
Superintendent Clark Ely says last week's board votes should also result in a property tax reduction of 8 cents in each of the next 2 years. College Station City Councilman James Benham has 6 months left before term limits cap his elected service at 6 years. On our show, Benham responded to comments from the mayor's announcement of possibly asking voters to change the length of council terms.
My father was a city councilman in Baton Rouge. My great-grandfather was a city councilman in Mooresville, Indiana. And the universal in our family with city council is that you kind of don't figure out what's going on until about halfway through your second term.
Benham supports longer terms to reduce the number of elections and reduce the amount of time city employees train council members.
Have an election every other year on the same year that you have state and federal elections. It's much cheaper from election cost. It's much more efficient. You're going to get much higher number of people. And then all you got to do is convince them to actually do a little bit of research on the city campaign.
Benham also supports keeping a limit of 2 terms. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 53 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620, powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. This Look at News is brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. One more look at local headlines at 8:30. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
BCR Realtors has joined Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, and our new name is Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services parallels the same characteristics we believe in at BCR: success, trust, and integrity. We're excited for the future of our company and what it will bring to this community. Learn more about us at bhhscaliber.com. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Good to know.
Hi, I'm Mark Hamlin. I want to thank you for the past 23 years as serving as your district clerk of Brazos County. Today, I want to endorse Margaret Meese to succeed me. Margaret Meese will develop a partnership with the experienced staff that we currently have. Margaret's legal and technical background will allow her to properly administer the many duties of the district clerk, including jury services, e-filing for all courts, and managing $3.5 million in fiduciary funds. Her diplomatic nature will continue continue the progress for Brazos County. It has been very rewarding to me personally to know the quality of people and the expertise that we have in Brazos County is second to none. Margaret Meese will continue this tradition.
Knowing me as an attorney, Justice of the Peace, Brazos County Department Head, fellow Republican and friend, current District Clerk Mark Hamlin sought me, Margaret Meese, out and encouraged me to run, saying that I will be well able to continue the work that he started in this office. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese. Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 810. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
We'll be starting off the work week with some very nice weather across south central Texas. Plenty of sun today. Afternoon readings in the mid to upper 70s. Clear overnight, pleasant, mid 50s. Sunshine on Tuesday. Afternoon readings a little warmer in the low 80s. Clear, then a few clouds move in later Tuesday night near 60. More clouds Wednesday, maybe a late day shower, upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Is Doug a newbie? I haven't heard Doug before.
I think so.
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard him.
Yep, okay. Same.
They keep changing them out.
Well, you know, they do. Job opportunities.
Yeah, there we go. Welcome, Doug. Welcome to the cast.
So I was tracking flights a minute ago. So you guys got in like at 9 o'clock last night?
You were tracking my flight? That's kind of creepy.
That is a little creepy.
I wasn't tracking your flight. I was tracking.
I mean, she's not Jimbo.
Really? Right? I was looking for a flight a minute ago, and I saw that this flight from Baton Rouge got back at 9 o'clock last night.
Yeah, we got in around 9.
What's that about?
Well, the game began at 4, so it was a little bit late.
Yeah.
And then I think our flight had issues getting to Baton Rouge. They might have encountered weather wherever they were originally.
Gotcha.
Because we were told our flight was delayed a couple of hours after the game ended, but it really only took about an hour, and then they were there and ready. So we made a quick stop at, you know, the Big Green Monster.
Got to do that.
Fuel up the girls, give them a treat.
Get some caffeine and goodies.
Yeah, because, you know, they have stuff to, like, study for.
Oh,
I was
like,
I don't need caffeine. I need sleep.
What's the Big Green Monster?
Oh, Starbucks.
And, of course, there's a university credit card involved, so go crazy.
Of course.
Right.
Go crazy.
Yeah. Cake balls for only $3.95. Let's do that.
That's a heck of a deal.
But it actually wasn't too bad. I was still able to be in bed by 10.
Okay, so you didn't get to miss any award shows right
there. Not like she flew into Houston or Austin.
Right. So as the squirrel rotates the nut between its front paws, its brain is considering a variety of factors.
Oh, yeah? Tell me
more.
To reach the right answer
is a critical question.
Mm-hmm.
So a lady named Mikael Delgado, 46, she's a Maine native, former rock bass guitarist. I don't know why that's important.
Okay.
Man, I don't either.
But anyway, she did an analysis of fox squirrels on the UC Berkeley campus and found that the rodents this ended up being her dissertation.
Okay.
Now, am I right? You can't do a dissertation on something anybody else has already done something on, right?
I guess. I'm not really sure how that works.
I'm sure there's probably some sort of a database there. But anyway, her PhD dissertation is on the complexity of squirrel behavior.
Squirrels.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
They don't seem like really complex creatures.
Well, but Zach, that's where you're wrong, my friend.
So
that's
wrong.
That's what this is about. They're not just rats with furry tails. Squirrels assess the characteristics of a food item, such as its perishability and nutritional value. Well, it doesn't have a sticker on the side.
Yeah, what are they going to, MyFitnessPal?
Scan the barcode? Right. They also consider the availability of food at the time and also the absence of competitors. So this is what she did. And apparently she's also studied pigeons and zebrafish, so she decided, let's go for this. She and a group did a 2.5-year study on squirrels.
Jeez.
Armed with various kinds of nuts, stopwatches, camcorders, and GPS trackers. They followed fox squirrels around the campus, studying their behavior in a natural environment. They broke them down into two categories. They are larder hoarding.
Okay.
Or they are scatter hoarding. Now, larder hoarding animals put large amounts of food in one spot that they must defend, whereas your scatter hoarding animals, are like some songbirds, will take stuff all over the place.
Oh.
All over the place.
Scatter.
Yes.
No, I'm larder.
Well, but people people practice scatter hoarding when they store their savings, for instance, in different investments, okay?
Gotcha.
But when it comes to food, yeah, you shove it all in the pantry, right?
Yeah.
Okay. In one experiment, she tested how squirrels assess the food when providing them nuts of different values. Who knew that nuts had different values? She presented participating squirrels, because they put little collars on them, with specific orders of hazelnuts and then peanuts, and then observed their behavior. Well, first of all, they do head flicks. Who knew? What they're doing is manipulating the nut. They're looking at it. They're deciding how fat and juicy it is.
Oh.
And whether they need to eat it right now or later.
They were breaking things down.
Yes, they were. They determined the shape and the weight of the nut. I don't believe this for a minute.
I thought they just ate acorns and that was it.
Well, no.
No, apparently. Hey. I've seen one take trail mix out of a golf cart before.
Oh. Whoa. Somebody has fed that squirrel.
Well, look.
He's awfully brave.
Well, here's the deal. They come get it, and if they don't like it, they'll throw it away, right?
Yeah. Sure.
In an experiment, she found that squirrels would basically arrange their caches of food by type in a strategy called chunking. She presented the squirrels with four different tree nuts, almonds, hazelnuts, pecans, and walnuts, and examined the distances and patterns at which they cached the nuts. So there you are.
Man, I wonder what she acts like now after spending 2 years... Two and a half years studying squirrels.
And does she play with her food?
Yeah, that's
like,
what
you know,
I was wondering.
Right. You know, how much is this banana?
What is,
what is this banana
nut?
Weigh? Yeah, I don't know. They didn't say that.
Give her a bowl of peanuts and she takes forever.
Yes. Other things we learned. Squirrels are omnivores. In addition to nuts and seeds, they will eat insects and eggs. And if food is scarce, they will, in fact, eat the bark on the trees. And squirrels have fans all over the world. There's actually an international organization called the Squirrel Lovers Club. So,
okay.
That's it. That's the lady who did the dissertation on squirrels. Did you hear about Dylan McWilliams? Do you know who Dylan McWilliams is?
I do, no. I don't.
Okay. Colorado guy achieved the distinction last week of being one of the few people who has been bitten by a shark, bitten by a rattlesnake, and attacked by a bear.
Jeez.
And once again, he's 20. Here's Dylan.
I knew it was a shark. I was just kind of... The scariest part was swimming back, because I was maybe 50 yards from shore and swimming back, and there's blood behind me, and didn't really, I didn't know where it was. In July of 2017, I was attacked by a 300-pound black bear at a summer camp in Colorado. At 4 in the morning, the bear grabbed the back of my head and just started pulling me, and I was like fighting back best I could, poking it in the eyes, and it dropped me and stomped on me a little bit.
He got 9 staples in his head from that.
Yeah.
And as for the rattlesnake, that encounter was about 3.5 years ago in Utah.
Yeah, I actually did hear about this on with Gordon Deal before our show began, and pretty amazing stuff.
Okay.
And he said, I'm either really lucky or really unlucky.
Either that or there's a common denominator in all this. He's doing something wrong.
Right.
Wrong would be correct.
He's jacking with these animals, because I have a hard time believing they're like, oh, it's that guy again. Let's get him.
Well, 3 o'clock in the morning, I know about the bear, but don't, what are you doing taunting a rattlesnake? Were you doing that maybe?
True.
Huh?
Yeah. I don't know.
Don't be messing with them.
Just saying. Now, today is National Picnic Day. I don't know why it's Monday.
Would today be a good day for a picnic?
Today, weather-wise,
like
would be a great day.
Sure.
Yesterday was a great day. Man, it was wonderful outside.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, actually, all week long will be pretty good for a picnic. Anyhow, they surveyed about 1,000 U.S. Americans, asked them to name their favorite picnic foods. Okay, we figured out what number one was.
Fried chicken.
No, it'd be sandwiches.
Oh. Yeah.
Number two is fried chicken.
Yeah.
Then comes watermelon and potato salad.
Okay.
Mm.
Chips and dip. Deviled eggs. Yeah. Okay. Pasta salad. Fruit salad. Number 9 is pie. Really?
Ooh,
yeah.
Pie.
Take
pie's
pie
good with everything.
Pie on a picnic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
And baked beans. Baked
yes.
Okay. Survey also found that 6% of us don't like picnics, including 1% who said they hate them.
You get the ants and everybody else runs. I mean, the flies
hate
and
well, some people outside. Just don't like eating outside.
That's yeah. also true. You
yeah,
know,
like my dad's kind of that way. Like when we go to a restaurant, he doesn't want to eat out on the patio okay. or you know on the deck. Where sure. I love eating outside.
Well, it depends on the weather.
Well,
like
obviously,
else,
yeah.
You know,
and there's only really a couple of months in Texas that you can do it comfortably.
It depends true. On if they're serving bottomless mimosas for brunch,
right?
Out on the patio,
well, that would
just
have a lot to
so
do with it.
Tastes so much better outside.
Yep. Of the 15 highest grossing movies in the 1980s, only three of them did not have sequels or prequels. Only three.
Wow, which ones?
E.T.
Okay.
Tootsie.
Okay.
Rain Man.
Hmm.
And again, Rain Man, you just couldn't. I
what
mean,
if they made one?
Just Rain Man.
Well, yeah, but that would be interesting if they did something like today.
Yeah.
Where they're going to have.
Where are they now? Right. Okay.
And they're making that sequel to Top Gun.
Well, of course
Tom
they
Cruise
are.
Is going to
yeah.
be in it.
Oh, by the way.
They're getting Val Kilmer, too.
Yeah. So we're talking about Clint Howard, right?
Yes.
A while ago.
Yep.
Yeah, not Clip Howard, Clint Howard.
Clint Howard.
And we mentioned it was his birthday last week and how
yes.
basically his brother Ron, yeah, the other one, the successful mm-hmm. one, grew up in show business and appeared in movies alongside his dad, Rance Howard, and pretty much made a name for himself through childhood and then on to become this filmmaker who's won, like, tons of awards. Well, Clint, the lesser-known brother, also appeared alongside his brother and father in many productions, but not quite the star. Whenever you need a goofy, gap-tooth-looking guy, Clint's your man. Now, he has appeared in 17 of Ron Howard's films, so he's doing what he can for the family, okay? And he's directed throughout his career as well, but it has now been confirmed he will be in the Star Wars story.
Oh.
Solo, a Star Wars story, has been added to the list. Over the weekend, Ron shared a photo tweeted out of Clint. And he doesn't look like he did, you know, in his,
mm-hmm.
He's
yeah.
got like a beard and, you know, like a guy from outer space kind of thing. So there, he's got one more.
He was in the Andy Griffith Show, too, by the way.
Was
he was like the little kid that always had the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Okay. All
right. Leon.
Okay.
So that's he played little Leon.
Okay.
By the way, I just now picked up on what I don't know what I was thinking. I thought okay. you were making fun of Chip's name and you referred it to it as Clint.
Yeah, no.
And then I thought we were talking about Chip. And I can see how confusing that must have been for y'all
yeah.
whenever I started saying, yeah, Clint Howard
it's okay,
went.
Okay, Zach. We're used to just, you know, moving right on with the show.
We roll with the flow.
Okay.
We roll with the flow. It's all right.
Thanks, guys.
New dating survey has asked 5,000 single people under the age of 30 to name the top job someone would have that would make them more attractive.
Okay.
Doctor.
All right, now.
I don't know, long hours, and they're not really around a lot.
I imagine right. women are the ones that probably were surveyed for this.
Let's talk about that. Oh, they suddenly become attractive because they have this job?
Okay.
All right. Anyway.
Sure.
Fighter
yeah.
pilot.
All right, here are the top.
Fighter pilot.
Here are the top five most attractive jobs a woman can have.
A woman can have.
Yeah,
okay.
A woman can have. Hairdresser.
Really?
Free haircuts.
I guess so.
That has to be it.
Yeah. Nurse, lawyer, okay. entrepreneur, teacher. I'm really just,
really?
Number one has got me really bumfuzzled.
I'm telling you, free haircuts.
Guess you're right.
Oh, I thought you
were. No, on. Excuse me, free good haircuts.
Yeah, exactly, right? Exactly.
As long as they're good. Okay, the five most attractive jobs for men.
Okay.
Chef?
Really?
Well, I mean, okay. ladies do like
again,
a man who could cook.
That's
yeah.
right. Engineer.
Okay.
Entrepreneur. Something in marketing.
What?
Does that mean like
that
selling
is so
selling
vague.
Advertising
yeah.
on
that is
radio?
So vague,
I'm
right?
in marketing. Doing
yeah.
what? I'm just
yeah.
in marketing.
And then something artistic.
Oh.
All right, now these
like
are
a morning co-host?
Yeah.
Being artistic on the air?
I'm sure. So it sounds like the women are the ones who are lacking specificity here.
I know.
As
but
long
they,
as he gets paid well, right?
Yeah, I guess. The only one on
I don't know. Starving artist doesn't really pay
no,
well.
You're right. The only one on both lists is entrepreneur, probably because it implies that they have money.
Right.
And entrepreneur.
I don't know. Starting your own business doesn't
yep.
mean they have any money.
I've got that story. We had that from last week. I haven't done that. I know that you had. And look, America's the greatest country in the world because
mm-hmm.
you can go start your business.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's going to succeed.
True.
But you can start it. Entrepreneur was also in the top five for both men and women in a similar survey 6 years ago. So entrepreneurs, clearly for a long time, have been attractive. Understand, though, entrepreneurs quite often are wired differently.
Mm.
They look at things differently. They don't do it the same way that other people do. So understand that, but that's...
I mean, it shows that they're driven. That's for sure.
Guess that's right. Hey, now look, how's this? New York's finest respond to a call at T-Swizz's Manhattan apartment last Friday, 12:30, midnight 30.
These stalkers just won't leave her alone.
How does this person get inside her apartment?
Oh, geez.
Which is what he did. His name is Roger Alvarado.
Roger.
Made himself right at home. Dude took a shower, then promptly fell asleep in bed.
Yeah, how does that happen?
He just made himself at home.
Yeah.
Maybe he thought it was his Airbnb.
Somebody loses their job over
this, big time.
I cannot imagine.
Well, does she have security people?
Well,
but if she's in an apartment, there's got to be a doorman or something. She's not living in a place where you don't have to check in at the front desk.
Yeah. I mean, it's
never know.
Not like you just break
in. Probably not.
I do. Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, I'm just going to head up to Taylor. She's expecting me.
Yeah.
She's letting me crash at her place.
Yeah, she does that all
the
time.
Oh, sure. Yes,
yeah.
Roger.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, even Seinfeld had to buzz people in.
Well, yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. So this is Manhattan. But nonetheless, it did happen. All right. It's 8:25.
Yanmar excavators are strong, reliable, and innovative. ASAP equipment is dependable, responsive, and most importantly, locally owned. Together, we are a great combination. All Yanmar excavators come with an industry-leading 4-year, 4,000-hour warranty. So when you buy a Yanmar excavator from ASAP Equipment, you're getting a premium product at a great price with the best warranty on the market, backed by a locally owned and operated company. Call me, John Jarvis, at ASAP Equipment to line up an on-site demo today.
Hey guys, it's Zach in studio hanging out with April Plemons of Long Way Home. And April, who have we got today?
I have a really cute dog for you today. This is Dublin. I mean, not that all dogs aren't cute, but he's, I mean, off the charts cute. This is Dublin. He is a solid black pug, and he is working on his summer weight. We want him to be closer to 20 pounds, but he's got a little to go.
Aren't we all? Yeah, he's working on the beach bod that he's got going on. And he is cute. I think the correct term would be totes presh.
That is official.
There you
go. Officially, yeah. So he's a pug, and he's about 5 or 6 years old. So he's in that nice sweet spot where you're past that crazy puppy stage, but, you know, not to where you start getting senior dog problems. He's got a cataract in one eye. So he's got one blue eye, one brown eye, which makes him super unique. But really, he's just cute, and he's a great dog. He gets along with other dogs, with cats, with people. We've had him at events where everything's are kind of, you know, loud. There's a lot.
Bless you. Bless you, Dublin.
There's a lot of people and noises and music, and he's done well pretty much every situation we put him in. So he's ready to go.
And he's super friendly. I've been talking to him all morning. He just came up to me just a second ago. So for a family, who would be a perfect fit for Dublin?
Yeah, so pugs tend to end up having hip issues later in their life. And so maybe not a family with super young kids. But a family with dogs, cats, and people ready to love on him because he really likes to go on walks to see people. He's kind of a social butterfly.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. And I know that you guys have plenty of great, great pets like Dublin.
Yes.
That you're looking for forever homes for.
Right. And you can check those out on our website, mylongwayhome.org or longwayhomeadoptables.org. And we've got cats, kittens, dogs, puppies, really kind of the whole gamut of animals right now. But, of course, we can always save more if we have more fosters. And so fostering is a way that you can help us out. Basically, you say, listen, I can't adopt right now, but I can open my heart and my home for this animal in need. And then we cover all the expenses. We provide all the supplies and hopefully find that animal a forever home. And so thus being foster based, really, the more foster homes we have, the more lives we can save. And that's what we need right now is some foster homes.
And again, Long Way Home Adoptables provides the food. You're talking about the expenses. It's about as easy as you can get. Basically, you're allowing a dog just to be a part of your life for a little while until they find that forever home.
It's kind
home.
Of an extended puppy sleepover, and you get free puppy kisses until this dog gets a forever home. And, of course, if you want to adopt, that's great. But that's kind of what's been happening recently is we've had a lot of fosters who said, I love this dog. This dog can never leave. And so now we need foster homes, and it's all great as long as they get a home.
Long Way Home Adoptables. Be sure to go check them out, longwayhomeadoptables.org. April, thank you.
Thank you.
It's springtime in America, and it's also allergy time. So add this to your spring cleaning list. Replace your HVAC filters at FilterBuy.com. FilterBuy is America's leading provider of HVAC filters for homes and small businesses. They offer hundreds of sizes, made in America, and shipped free within 24 hours. They'll even make custom sizes. Plus, you'll save 5% when you set up auto delivery. Save money, save time, breathe better with FilterBuy.com. That's FilterBuy.com.
I've spoken many times about how the technology we allow into our lives, based on its promise to bring us together, has actually done quite the opposite. Kim Komando with your Monday Consumer Tech Update. YouTube, and especially Facebook, are the clearest examples of what technology promised and what it actually gave us. Still being hyped under the guise of uniting us, they have been used more to divide and isolate us than perhaps any force in history. And now the latest study on our smartphones. Researchers at San Francisco State University agree that not everyone will succumb to smartphone addiction, but of the tens of millions who have, the result is as bad as the opioid dependency that is sweeping America. Addicts experience sharp increases of loneliness and isolation, worsening anxiety and depression. Smartphone addiction is no different than any other kind of substance abuse. We believe they're safe, that they will bring us closer, but they don't. I am Kim Komando. I've got some big dinner plans for my family coming this week, and it doesn't involve restaurants or takeout or even grocery shopping. Here on the Kim Komando Show each week, I tell you all about simple recipes, gourmet touches and flavors, delivered right to your door with garden fresh pre-measured ingredients. Just go to HelloFresh.com, choose from a variety of recipes across veggie, classic, and family plans. Then your meals arrive with easy-to-follow full-color instructions. With HelloFresh, you'll whip up dinner in just 30 minutes or less. And there are lots of one-pot recipes for speedy cooking and minimal cleanup after a busy day. After 2 or 3 weeks of HelloFresh, you'll love your new dinner routine. I know I do, because of how simple and fun it is to cook and enjoy delicious home-cooked meals. For a limited time, get $30 off your first box at HelloFresh.com/Kim, plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Kim for $30 off your first order. HelloFresh.com/Kim.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 57 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bush Library and Museum reopened to the public yesterday following Saturday's burial of Barbara Bush. Videos of the motorcade at the museum and in College Station are online on WTAW's Facebook page. In addition to the museum, the Bush family gravesite reopens this morning. There is free admission to the museum the next 2 days from 9:30 until 8. Highway 21 in Bryan, east of the freeway, was closed for 3 hours Saturday night following a crash that led to an arrest on charges of intoxication assault. Bryan police report 26-year-old Lorenzo Arellano is accused of driving a pickup that struck a second truck that was disabled and being pushed by two people. A 15-year-old young man is hospitalized in critical condition. A 19-year-old man who was also pushing and the 18-year-old driver sustained non-life-threatening injuries. City Council and school board positions are nonpartisan, but that does not stop College Station City Councilman James Benham speaking on our show from calling on conservatives to vote in this year's council election.
The citizens get worn out voting, mm-hmm. and they just don't show up. We have an abysmally pathetic turnout rate, and it's really embarrassing how few people vote, especially how few conservatives vote.
Benham is finishing 6 years on the council and cannot run again due to term limits.
We need conservative leadership for the city that will respect the tax dollar, that will respect individual property rights, owners' property rights, that will respect neighborhoods, that will come in and talk to them and understand their needs.
Benham calls for longer council terms, not only because it reduces the number of elections for voters, but it gives more time for council members to learn about city operations. Last week's College Station School Board votes on new high school boundaries and grandfathering now only affects students and their families. Superintendent Clark Ely says consideration was given to the district's property tax rates and future bond elections.
Allows us to push the need for an additional phase two of College Station High School, which is at this time seats for an additional 600 kids. Pushes that need off a couple of years into the future.
Dr. Ely also expects property tax reductions in the next few years.
We think conservatively over the next 2 years we can pass along about 8 cents per $100 of valuation of tax relief to our community because of not going to the bond and utilizing the capacity that we have.
Ely projects a bond election for phase two of College Station High School around November 2021, then a bond issue for a third high school until 2024 at the earliest. Some college students in the Texas A&M system facing financial hardship from unexpected events can apply for a new grant program that was approved by the Board of Regents last week. The system's academics vice chancellor, Jim Hallmark, says this could include students affected by this year's wildfires or last year's hurricanes.
It will focus on resident undergraduate first-time degree-seeking students. So this is the student who has not already received a degree and is pursuing one at one of our institutions, with a focus on retaining those students on to graduation.
Dr. Hallmark emphasized this is a grant, not a loan program.
There is no minimum, such that it could be the student only needs a few hundred dollars or 50 bucks or whatever the case might be to be able to continue on in school, but it certainly would not exceed the cost of tuition, books, lodging, and meals as published in the respective university's catalog.
The Regents made available $3 million a year for the next 10 years. The grants would cover tuition, books, lodging, and meals. Students will come from families with adjusted gross incomes between $60,000 and $100,000. Congressman Bill Flores has postponed this week's online town hall meetings until next month to accommodate an updated legislative timetable in Washington. During his latest visit on our show, Flores addressed those who want face-to-face contact.
Every time I'm back in the district, we have face-to-face meetings. I think some people forget that we do that. During the course of the last of the Easter work period, I met with over 200 constituents on a face-to-face basis, and if you include the public events that I was at, it was more than 2,000.
Flores says House leadership has revised upcoming legislative goals that includes higher education, defense, infrastructure, the next farm bill, and possibly immigration reform. And the Texas Associated Press Broadcasters presented News Talk 1620 WTAW with 14 awards at the organization's annual banquet Saturday night in Austin. First place awards includes the Infomaniacs as the best local talk show, best newscast, best sportscast, best news reporter, and spot coverage during Hurricane Harvey. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 57 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 14th, it's Farm Pond Weed Control and Fertilization. This class will help you develop sound strategies for controlling troublesome aquatic weeds and also how to prevent some of them. Come learn how to make your farm pond the best it can be this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Let's do the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Here you go.
We'll be starting off the work week with some very nice weather across south central Texas. Plenty of sun today. Afternoon readings in the mid to upper 70s. Clear overnight, pleasant, mid 50s. Sunshine on Tuesday. Afternoon readings a little warmer in the low 80s. Clear, then a few clouds move in later Tuesday night near 60. More clouds Wednesday, maybe a late day shower, upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, it's 8:38, Monday morning. You got your tax bill last week, so Mark Price, chief appraiser, in to not talk about your particular tax bill. But good morning, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, good. Okay, it's that time of year, but one thing has changed, and that we need to make people aware that May 15th is the new deadline. Why is that?
It is. The legislature changed the dates when we were to send out notices. So it used to be the end of May. Now it's May 15th. That's on your notice, on the bottom of your notice. It's on our website in a red box that you almost can't miss if you go out there. So pay attention to that date. If you were mailed, if it was mailed in the first batch, with which the majority were, we still have notices to mail out, and those will be that deadline will be 30 days after we deliver the notice.
Okay.
But it also will be noted on your notice.
But the vast majority. So again, don't get upset if you don't have yours yet and you hear your neighbors talking about it for whatever reason. You may be in this second batch, which I guess goes out this week or approximately.
Yeah, probably end of this week, first part of next week.
Okay. What's the reaction been?
It's pretty typical. It's fairly, you know, we get a lot of calls right off the bat, and then we have a 2 or 3 week period where it's, you know, we get people coming in, but not nearly the volume we should. What happens is people they'll put off coming to visit with us if they want to, and by that time, it's getting busy, and we're scheduling people for hearings, and it's harder to walk in. So if you want to come in and talk to us about your property. Property valuation this year, I would suggest you do it one day this week. Just walk in. We're usually getting people in and out in 30 minutes, you know, somewhere around that right now.
And I've done it before. And just understand, these people are not trying to cheat you out of your money. These are people who live here. They're our neighbors. But you as a taxpayer, as a property owner, need to come in prepared. So what do they need to bring in when they come in to talk?
Well, I think the biggest thing to for them to keep in mind is they're not coming to talk about their taxes. They're coming to talk about the value of their property. We don't set the taxes. The tax rates are set by the taxing entities. So when you come in, have some evidence. Don't just come in and say my value is too high. If you can gather some sales, if you know a realtor who can get you some sales in the neighborhood, and look at similar type properties to yours. If you have a 4,000 square foot home, don't bring a bunch of one bedroom 800 square foot home sales. That doesn't do any good.
Right.
But we look at similar type homes and we value them accordingly.
Let's say that I'm a homeowner, and one of the things that's nice is you've got it right there, what you paid last year, and you can actually go online and see what your history is, which is pretty easy. We'll talk about that in a minute. But let's say the value of your structure went up, and you didn't make any improvements on it in the last year. How can that happen that the value goes up?
Well, what we do is we look at the market and see what similar type homes are selling for. We're seeing, especially the last probably 8 years, we've seen a consistent, steady uptick in the market. So we'll look at it. Let's say there's 10 homes in what we consider your neighborhood that have sold. We'll look at those homes relative to what we had them on the roll for last year, and it may indicate that the value has gone up, say, 5 or 6% this year. We'll move every home in the neighborhood, not just the sold properties. We'll move every home in that neighborhood up about 5 or 6%, whatever the number indicates.
But you may have situations where actually the structure value goes down, but the land value goes up.
Mm-hmm. And we have to look at land is real hard to do, but we have to look at what land is selling for. And as the value of your improvement changes every year, so does the land. And if we see large neighborhood adjustments or factors on to move your home up to where the homes are selling in the market, then we have to take a look and say, is that increase reflected in the land or the improvement? And we make adjustments that way.
Generally, Mark Price is here. He's the chief appraiser for Brazos County Appraisal District. We've had a lot of what we call foreign fours, where people scrape an old house, they put up a new structure. Now, it's not owner-occupied. So what has that basically done to the tax base or the housing base in Brazos County, is your view?
Yeah, we do see a lot of those in the right spot, and most of them are student housing, you know, projects and the fourplexes and things like that. If we have a neighborhood that has a lot of single-family homes, and we're starting to see those fourplexes or Aggie Shacks or whatever you want to call them in there, we'll separate those structures out and put them in their own neighborhood. So we'll look at the sales of all the 20 and 30 year old homes and consider them a neighborhood, and then we'll look at the sale for the fourplexes and the newer properties and put those in the neighborhood. So then you may get, even though they're next door to each other, they may get a different adjustment because of what the property is.
Now, again, they can only judge this, if you disagree, based on the information you bring in. So any photographs, any other historical data that you can tell, because the appraisers maybe haven't really been to your house.
Right. And, and most likely we haven't been inside your house. It's very rare that we go inside of a home. So that's a good point. If you have a cracked slab and you've had somebody out there and they've told you, they've given you something that says it's going to cost $20,000 to repair, bring that in. We'll take a look at that.
There are conditions that go on in your home that may actually give you a discount every year. Is that basically true from here on? You mentioned foundation. Are there other things
that? Until you fix it, we'll put that adjustment on there. And then once you fix it, we'll pull that adjustment back off.
Okay, when it's all said and done, if you still want to go and stand in front of those folks, that's the appraisal review board. Tell me a little bit about this board.
What we do is once we start scheduling folks, this is after the walk-in period's over, but once you're scheduled for a hearing, it's just that. We schedule you for a formal hearing, and when you come in, we'll have you sit down with the appraiser and see if you can work out the value with the appraiser, show them your evidence, and you can talk about it there. They'll tell you how they valued your property also, so you'll have that information ready to go. If we cannot resolve it at that point, then you would go to a formal hearing, and it's anywhere from 3 to 5 member panel. They're citizens of Brazos County. They don't work for me. I'm not allowed to even talk to them anymore about any property that's under protest. They're on their own, and they'll listen to your evidence and then listen to our evidence, and they'll make a decision on where they think the value should go.
Okay, but again, most important, and probably this week, you can go in without an appointment, and you may have to wait a little while, but they want to get in, and they want to get it out, and they want to be fair. I think that's one thing that's important. And something new this year on the back of the form is basically the protest.
We have the protest form on the back, so all you have to do is fill it out, flip it over and fill it out and send it in. Or fill it out and bring it in with you when you walk in. And if you choose to pursue a formal protest, then you would turn it in at that point.
All right. Mark Price, the Chief Appraiser of Brazos County. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
The community interview, heard every weekday morning on News Talk 1620 WTAW, includes a political paid-for message by Margaret Meese.
Thanks, Brazos County, for your overwhelming support in the primary election for Brazos County District Clerk. I ask of you again to please vote for me, Margaret Meese, for Brazos County District Clerk in the May runoff election.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Webster, the Chief Assistant District Clerk for 10 years. I've known Margaret Meese since I started working in the District Clerk's Office. Margaret's knowledge in dealing with Brazos County District Clerk's Office for the past 29 years is second to none. She knows the intricacies of the District Clerk's duties and responsibilities. As an attorney, she knows the laws and rules the District Clerk's Office faces daily. This knowledge, combined with her dedication and service-driven attitude, is why Margaret Meese is the only choice for Brazos County District Clerk. If Margaret says she is doing it, it gets done right and immediately. For the good of Brazos County, please join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese.
Hi, I'm Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. I have more than just a willing desire to serve our community. I have the knowledge and expertise to get the job done well, effectively, and efficiently. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Commandant of the Corps of Cadets at A&M, Brigadier General Joe Ramirez joins us this morning. General, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me. Always a pleasure.
I would be remiss if I didn't first of all congratulate you, because this is a big day for you. You're going to be honored by the Community Foundation at their luncheon today for what you've done in the community.
Well, thank you. I am truly honored and humbled by that recognition. It was totally a surprise to me, and I am excited about today, but again, very honored.
Well, we've got a big thing coming up later on now on May the 17th. It's the Salvation Army's 7th annual Doing the Most Good Luncheon. You've been on the board of the Salvation Army for a while, and each year they bring in speakers. This year, I'm really excited about the speaker. Lieutenant Colonel Alan B. West is going to be the keynote speaker. I understand that you and the Lieutenant Colonel go back a ways.
We do. It just so happened that, Alan West and I served together with the 1st Infantry Division in Fort Riley, Kansas, way back in the day. I was a major, he was a captain, and that's where we first met each other and got a chance to work together. And our paths crossed several times after that, but for the most part, we really got a chance to know each other pretty well at Fort Riley and gained a mutual respect. He's a fine officer. We were both artillerymen, and so that's kind of where it all began for the two of us.
And then, of course, after his military career, he served a term as a congressman, and people may know him as a Fox News contributor. So he's a face that we certainly have seen, and I, for one, really excited that he's going to be here for the Salvation Army and an excellent cause.
Well, I totally agree. I mean, it was interesting when we started thinking about who we could bring in for a speaker. Somebody mentioned Alan West, and I said, well, you know, I happen to know him, and I don't know that he's going to have the time available to come, but it's worth a try. So I contacted Alan, and true to him being who he is, he said, absolutely, I'd be honored to do it, and agreed to come. And, of course, we're all excited about it.
Well, not too often do we have luncheons. Of course, the Community Foundations is today, but this will be on May the 17th, and the doors will open at 11 o'clock. The program will start at 11:30 at the College Station Hilton and Conference Center. And, of course, I know that the Salvation Army is near and dear to you for the work that they do, that we see here in Bryan, College Station, the Brazos Valley, and beyond.
Oh, it is. I first got a chance to learn about the Salvation Army when I was a member of the United Way Board and actually did a site visit there as part of the grant proposal review process, and just totally was blown away by all that they're involved in the community and all the good that they were doing in the community. And so I said, hey, if you need any board members, I'd love to be a member of your board. And they invited me, and I've been doing it ever since and love doing what I'm doing with that board, because they are truly committed to serving the citizens of the Brazos Valley.
Well, and as you have done in years past, one of the items they'll have in the live auction this year is a Texas A&M game day experience that you've been kind enough to donate. So I know that's one more reason that people would want to come. Once again, the doors will open at 11 o'clock. It is on Thursday, May the 17th. You can get tickets right now at SalvationArmyBCS.org. Again, the speaker is Lieutenant Colonel Alan B. West. Our guest this morning, Brigadier General and the Commandant of the Corps of Cadets, Joe Ramirez. General, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing everybody at the Doing the Most Good banquet.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 8 minutes till. I don't know if this is any new news, but this just hit. Apparently, we have a UK report on the royal baby. So this is from Fox News. So here we go.
Prince William and wife Kate welcoming their third child, a brother for 4-year-old Prince George and 2-year-old Princess Charlotte. The announcement from Kensington Palace reads, "The Duchess of Cambridge was safely delivered of a son weighing 8 pounds and 7 ounces. The baby is fifth in line to the British throne." In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
All right.
What was the baby's name again?
They haven't announced it yet.
Oh.
They'll let us know.
Yeah. What if it was like, I don't know, Steve or something?
It's usually like a day or two.
How about like Dwayne?
Dwayne?
Dwayne. Dwayne,
what if they just had it? What if it was like Billy Ray or something? That would be amazing.
Yes.
That'd be outstanding. All right. So the Ranker people came out with a list of the best candy bars, and that's fine. We'll do this.
Okay.
But, I mean, would you switch? You know what I'm saying? Going, oh, well, if more people think, yeah, then I want to do that.
Yeah,
but
I want to be different.
I don't know that there's necessarily any pressure on you if you're not doing this.
Sure.
Number 10, Almond Joy.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not a big almond fan.
But you don't have to eat
it. Not almond, but coconut.
Well, yeah, because they're
coconut.
Healthy.
Yeah.
So.
Coconut.
All right.
What do you mean they're healthy? Almond Joys are healthy?
No, you said I'm not a big fan of almonds.
Yeah. Number nine is Three Musketeers. Yeah. Number 8 is Toblerone.
What?
Yeah.
Those are pretty good,
though. They come in that.
What? What is it called?
Come in a little triangular box.
It's a triangle. Oh. Or it's a pyramid.
Right. Don't think I've ever had one of those.
They're delicious.
Number 7 is Butterfinger. Number 6 is Nestle's Crunch. Number 5, the original Hershey's bar.
Okay.
Over a Butterfinger?
I know. I love
Butterfinger.
These are busy candy bars.
The bad thing about Butterfingers,
some people don't like other stuff, though.
They don't. Yeah. They just want chocolate for the purity of it.
Butterfingers get stuck in your teeth.
Yep.
They do. Number 4 is Milky Way. Never done it. Just not
I like Milky Ways.
Number 3, Snickers. Yeah. Don't like them.
I love Snickers.
I get hangry, right?
No. Yeah.
Number 2 is Twix.
Okay.
Yeah, number 1 is Kit Kat.
Really?
Yeah.
Nope.
So Reese's don't count as a candy bar?
Apparently not.
Because they're cups.
I don't get that.
Because those would be number 1.
I can't imagine that they're not. But I mean,
that's weird that Kit Kat is higher than Snickers for me.
Isn't there a Reese's thing that's like a Kit Kat
there
but has peanut butter in it?
There is. But all of those ones that you read were pretty much originals. They weren't, you know, weird takes on other things.
Right.
Like Hershey's Cookies and Cream is delicious, and that didn't make top 10.
Yep. And again, these are bars. That's why M&Ms and stuff like that would not necessarily be in there. But anyway. Well, and is it Kit Kat that they make all the flavors over in Japan?
Yeah.
I think that's right. So, anyhow.
Like pink and green and things. And,
Milky Way is, by the way, the top pick in the South. The West Coast, they put Crunch Bars number 1.
Crunch
so,
Bar?
Yeah, just, Nestle's Crunch.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So,
gotcha.
I mean, I'm thinking that it works. So, all right, now who's on Facebook here?
Me.
Zach.
Okay.
I'm the only
one.
Would you
pay $11 to use Facebook?
No.
Okay.
You wouldn't?
No. And by
you
the
promise?
Way, yeah, a side note here this morning.
Are you sure?
Yes. Okay. A side note here
$11
this morning.
For a year or forever?
I don't know.
Because forever, I feel like Zach would.
No, it's a month. It is.
He wouldn't.
It's a month. Yeah, okay. All right.
Go ahead.
She's answering for
me. Are we going to let me tell my story?
I wanted to clarify the $11.
It's beside the point, but it's just talking about Facebook and some of the frustrations that I get from it. So my name is on here, right?
Yes.
It's got my first name, how it's spelled. It's spelled Z-A-C-H.
Yep.
My uncle, who has known me since I was born, he's been there. He's been around.
He was
before. I posted a picture of our awards on Saturday.
Okay.
Both myself and Taylor Travis were there.
Yeah.
And I posted an award. He goes, "Congrats, Zach," and spelled it with a K.
How does that work?
I don't know.
Has he spelled it right before?
I think so.
But you're not sure.
Now that I think about it, there have been some cards, but I haven't really paid attention to what's in it other than, like the money.
Yeah.
But my name is right there for him to see.
And it's your uncle.
And it's my uncle.
Join Save Our Streets Ministries for its second annual Sweets for the Soul Pastor Cook-Off, sponsored by Stylecraft Builders and KBTX Media on May 10th at 7 p.m. For 25 years, SOS has invested in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
I'm not called to everybody, but I'm called to somebody. We're all called to somebody.
Call 775-5357 or go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-513-6400 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-513-6400. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-513-6400 or visit us at CoventryDirect.com. Coventry Direct. Giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
About a minute till News Talk 1620, WTAW.
60 seconds?
Yeah, I know, 90 seconds.
What am I supposed to do with 60 seconds?
Well,
I mean, we don't even have time for a really good Chelsea snark in there.
No,
she'll find time.
Look, we had the Taylor boys. We had the Taylor boys in Austin over the weekend. To get the rest of the
good
hardware.
Good representatives there.
Yeah. I went into Taylor who won,
And I said, hey, congratulations on your prize. And he said, well, thanks. I said, you know, you get to keep the first one and take it home. Because we don't have any.
Chelsea, I mean, Chelsea got this big fancy prize. Zach got a fancy prize, yeah. But there was nothing for it.
Wait,
Scott,
I got a prize?
Here.
Well, the Infomaniacs
like
won
cash
best
prize.
Best
no, we didn't win any money.
We get hardware. No, we won best talk show in the state, other than Major Markets.
See, you weren't named. They were
right.
Named.
Yeah.
They have a
but everyone knows who the anchor of this ship is.
Yeah. I had to go up and take Chelsea's award.
Yeah. The one who holds it down.
Holds it down, yeah. Keeps us in place.
That ship's in place is not moving. Scott is your anchor.
We need to make sure that Chelsea is there to accept the awards for us next year.
Yeah, because I had to accept hers. I got a lot of weird looks.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, Chelsea, you look different.
But I could just see Chelsea. She's looking at her watch going, come on, it's 9 o'clock. Let's go. I didn't get over to 6th Street.
What's going on here?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
They cut wine service off.
When it's an open bar, invite me.
All right, we'll do. WTAW College Station, Brian, it's 9 o'clock.